purity. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 8. When engine oil contains impurities, the engine doesn't run smoothly and may even cease operating. When impurities in the form of germs, viruses, or toxins enter our bodies, we become sick and may even die. For our health, we value purity in our food, water, and air. Even more essential is the role of purity in our thoughts, intentions, and actions. For just as our bodies operate better when we consume pure food, water, and air, so are we happier, more creative, and more fulfilled when our minds and hearts feed on a diet of pure thoughts and aspirations. Our souls are all purity. The reason we do not constantly feel and perceive our souls is precisely because of the impurities in our consciousness. Impurities are anything which covers or clouds our soul's purity, mostly in the form of thoughts, emotions, desires, and distractions. This is not to say that all thoughts, emotions, desires, and distractions are impure. Just as a clot of dirt or a germ is not impure in itself, yet it acts as an impurity when added to engine oil or in a hospital operating theatre. So it is our mind's attachment to thoughts, emotions, and desires, and identification with them, that obscures our perception of our soul's purity. How do we obtain more purity in our consciousness? By meditating on purity. Purity is within us. Just as the sun emerges when the clouds are cleared away, so by willfully putting aside all thoughts and desires, entering into a silent mind, our inner purity automatically comes to the fore. This takes practice. The more purity we establish in our consciousness, the easier it becomes to meditate. The better our meditation, the more purity is established.